Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
This podcast is brought to you by Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. First of all, it's free, which is great. And there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer, all in one. And it is the platform that I use to host and upload my podcast. They will distribute your podcast for you. It can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many, many more. You can also make money from your podcast through Anchor with no minimum listenership, which is lit. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. So download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Thanks, Anchor. And now it's like dinner time. I'm super tired, kind of stressed, and just feeling like letting it rip.
Oh, Rohini unfiltered.
Rohini unfiltered, bitches. So you don't want to be like buried or anything? You just...
No, it's official. Vikings.
Okay.
Shaved ones from Annie's Mac and Cheese.
I was literally thinking that. We are so meant to be, buddy. Hello, lovely Heenies. Welcome back to Acting My Age with me, Rohini Elise. Happy Wednesday. It is a shit show this Wednesday, let me tell you. Well, it's not actually Wednesday right now, but it's a shit show. So I recorded a really fun episode with Nadine Jane, who's this amazing astrologer. She's also my friend. We recorded it like a couple days ago for an hour and a half. It was a great conversation. And then the audio on her end got fucked up, unfortunately, and it was unusable. So then we planned tonight to record it again, and we tried to mess around with the audio for like half an hour, and we're just having the hardest time and could not get it to work. Like, troubleshooted everything we could think of, and it just wasn't working. Like, it just wasn't happening. It wasn't happening. So I'm just pulling this episode out of my ass, basically, because Sage and I are leaving for LA tomorrow morning, and I need to send this off to my editor so I can get it up for next week. So it's Thursday night now, and you know, I thought I would bring back on the most important guest, my husband, who's also my roommate and also the person where I can be like, hey, you want to come on the podcast? So he's going to be here. We're just going to be hanging out. And I posted, here he is entering in the room. I posted asking you guys to send me just questions, a good old Q&A, and we'll just hang out and vibe, and probably will be a shorter episode and definitely won't be as good of an episode as my other ones. But I wanted to just get another episode out because I tried to promise myself that I wouldn't miss a week unless it was like for a really good reason or I was taking a formal break or something. So hope you guys will enjoy this very cash, very chill, very last minute ep, and hopefully it can still bring you some giggles and joy on this fine Wednesday. Welcome back, Sage Mock, to the podcast.
Take number six.
Take number 17. We've also been having tech issues, and I'm just tired. I'm tired, okay? I'm tired, and I just want to lay in my pajamas, but we have to pack for LA. Anyway, how was your day, buddy?
It was good. It was fine. Long day. Couple of interviews.
You guys are hiring?
We're hiring, yeah. Hired one person today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
New addition?
Yep. Not going to say what it is, just in case, you know, falls through and you need to still hire for it. So,
but that's exciting.
Yeah.
Making moves over here in Serpco. So we're going to LA tomorrow to do some Serpco content, basically. Is that what you
yeah.
say?
Yeah. I mean, that was the genesis of the whole trip, but it turned into, well, it started out as going to be a lot more than what we're ended up going to do, but it's all good. Mm. It'll be fun, and we'll get some good content. So
yeah, it'll be fun. I'm just excited to like leave the house, leave the state for a hot min. It's been a second. And what else is new? Not much, really.
No, not really.
Not too much. I'm scared that's going to fall.
I know. I'm going to reset up the, your little podcast.
Well, I have no studio. I'm extremely unprofessional.
Yeah, you guys should see this.
Yeah, it's really fucking janky. It's so janky, guys. Oh, man. I don't know how people do it. I'm just not good at this stuff. Nadine and I were just struggling for like 30 minutes to try to get the tech set up. And we both were like, fuck. Like, it just is not my forte. You're a lot better at that than I am. Figuring out tech stuff. Yeah. So yeah, I asked you guys to send in some questions, just a Q&A. I didn't say Sage was going to be in here because I didn't know. So
surprise.
They're just mostly directed at me, but we can ask Sage too. I can share the limelight. I'm so tired.
Oh, most of the questions are directed at you?
Yeah, but I can redirect them to
you. So I'll just be your co-host.
Yeah, pretty much. You're so much more energetic than I am right now, which never happens. Usually you're like dead. I was surprised when you were willing to help me. I was very grateful.
Gotta help a homie out, you know?
Yeah, I know. You are a homie. Someone said, how is the cafe coming along? Well, it's in the very beginning stages, let me tell you. Yeah, I met with Jill, who owns Rocket Taco, and she gave me a lot of great advice. And his mic's falling. Yeah, now I was trying to figure out like projected costs, like how much I'm going to need to start the whole dang thing, which is actually really hard to do. So I don't know. This all is very new to me, and cafe's coming along just fine, but haven't really done too many concrete things yet.
I mean, it's not going to happen overnight.
So. No, it's not going to happen overnight. It's going to happen next year sometime, but I've been going to Kirkland a lot and just kind of assessing the scene, and I really like the vibes over there. Can you film a series about your journey to open a cafe and share all the details with us? Yes, I definitely want to do that. I think it'd be super, super interesting.
Yeah, that's good.
I feel like I'm going to need like help though. Like, I think for that to look good, someone else would have to film me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, today I'm going to go pick out tiles and today I'm going to blah, blah, blah. Like, I can't really be, I don't want to be vlogging that because it's going to distract me too much.
Right.
So maybe, I don't know.
Well, you could maybe find somebody or find like someone who wants to intern or.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Back at it again with more tech problems.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. What's another question? how do you deal with people shitting on your dreams? That's pretty good.
That is funny.
It's kind of hard.
I mean, no, it's not. Like, you just got to focus on, like, you and do you. Like, it just depends on who's doing it. Like, if it's somebody you care about, like your family, then obviously that's a little harder to, like, deal with.
Handle.
So you should just, like, sit down and explain, like, hey, I'm serious about this. And, like, please support me.
please don't shit on me anymore.
But if it's, like, somebody you don't know, then, like, fuck them. Who cares?
Yeah. Well, yeah, easier for you to say.
No, I know, but, like... Yeah, you're right.
Try to, yeah. I mean, I think it's natural for people to want to be negative because they obviously can't, like, see that for themselves, you know? So if they're not feeling super positive and motivated and, like, inspired in their own life, the only thing they can really do is be negative to other people and bring other people down. So it's just a reflection of them, not you, but it's still obviously hard to deal with. And honestly, actually, a great time, given the mood I'm in, it's a great time to tell everyone that I don't really check my YouTube comments anymore and I don't really check my DMs as much anymore because I'm just not in the space where I want to deal with people's bullshit all day anymore. I'm just over it. I'm over people yelling at me and telling me I'm a terrible person like every single day when all I'm trying to do is just like uplift people and they're just literally shitting on me, shitting on my dreams. So I'm over it. I'm over it.
Good.
So if you don't see me answering DMs or comments as much, that's why. Like, I still try to answer some DMs when I like know that it's someone I've talked to before and they're like really nice or whatever. But in general, I'm not really checking my YouTube comments anymore because it was bringing me down so much and turning YouTube into something negative. And I just don't want to deal that. I don't I don't want to deal with that. I don't want that bullshit in my life. I don't need that energy in my life. And so those people are just spreading hate into the universe and it's not going anywhere and they're just putting it out and it sucks for them because that's a very sad way to live.
Agreed. I mean, like something I tell my team with like clients is 80% of the problems they deal with is from 20% of the clients. So it's like,
that's a good one.
Yeah. Like everybody that's making noise and like bringing you down is probably a very small fraction of people that are actually watching your content.
That's a good one. That's true, actually. I looked on one of the videos that had like a lot of thumbs downs and it was still 89% thumbs up. But for me, that's like really bad. But you know.
Yeah, people that are negative always make more noise.
Yeah, which sucks. Imagine if it was the opposite. So yeah, if you have someone hating on you, you got a hater, you got a mean ex-boyfriend, you got a stupid friend from high school who's always bringing you down, making you feel not as good as her, well, poo-poo to them because that's just some bad karma coming their way and they need to work on themselves. So guys, I think you can tell a big difference in my like whole vibe right now versus my last podcast because my last podcast was in the morning. I had a lovely, relaxed morning. I had some caffeine. I was super inspired. I journaled. And then now it's like dinner time. I'm super tired, kind of stressed and just feeling like letting it rip.
Oh, Rohini unfiltered.
Rohini unfiltered, bitches. Okay, next question. What's your favorite part about being married?
I don't know, you just have someone you can depend on.
Yeah, that's true. Forever and ever. I guess that's my answer too. Cuddles. I can depend on you for cuddles. I can depend on you for great sex every 3 months.
Ouch.
I've been giving him some shit because he's been really busy and tired.
Next topic.
So we haven't been having sex as much. Horny Heaney is raging over here. What are our favorite TV shows and movies right now?
We've been watching The Americans, which is like a pretty old show. I think it came out in like 2010 or something, but
I like it.
Yeah, it's good.
It's a spy show. I like spy shows.
Yes, you do.
Don't do that. Yeah, it's pretty good. And I just watched Kiss the Ground documentary on Netflix. That was super good. I like cried the whole last 10 minutes. They really got you at the end there. But yeah, definitely would recommend to everyone that's alive. You should watch it. And especially like people who are into eating like mostly plant-based or people who are into like saving the environment. Definitely a good one. And yeah, it just makes me want to have a big ass property even more. Like I want us to like buy up all the land that we possibly can and just like turn it into farmlands, regenerative farming, or like just let it go wild and make sure no one develops on it.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. How is your mental health? Or if you're feeling down, how do you get out of it?
How is our mental health? Mine's pretty good.
Yours seems to be always pretty good.
Yeah, but
from the outside.
It's pretty stressful. I'm pretty stressed out right now.
Yeah. You're usually operating at a pretty high stress level, like all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You handle it very well.
Yeah. It's a gift.
Except when you yell at me for face wash. That's
whatever.
The one time.
Didn't yell at you because of face wash?
He did.
You were in another room. You couldn't hear me.
You were being mean. It's okay.
It wasn't like yelling in your face. Let's be clear.
No. Yeah, he was in the shower. I was in the living room. But anyway, yeah. Sometimes the stress comes out. How's my mental health? At the moment, not great. Earlier today, it was better.
A seesaw?
Well, we can't all have the gift that you have of just being like so damn chill all the time. You just have like a nice baseline.
You're just in transition.
I'm in transition.
Isn't that what they call it?
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, no, my mental health is better now that I know that I'm going to be doing something more rather than just YouTube. Like, I feel like now that I have that idea to look forward to, that's helped a lot because I'm not, like I said, I'm not reading the comments. I'm not reading all the negativity and like taking it to heart like I was before, because now I know I'm like, I'm doing something else. I'm planning for something else to look forward to. So that's helped a lot. Literally, I have to meditate every day. If I didn't, I would not be in a super good headspace. But my mental health is great that we're going to be leaving and going on a little trip. That's exciting. I'm really excited about that.
They did ask how to manage.
How to manage.
Any tips?
Yeah, meditating.
Exercise.
Exercise, yeah. Meditating, exercise. Do a guided meditation. Like, if you feel like you don't know how to meditate, because it is hard, like it can be hard to get into, just look up like grounding meditation on YouTube and do like a 10-minute grounding meditation, and it's really nice, and they'll walk you through the whole thing, so it helps. And do it with headphones, that helps too. Journaling, that helps me a lot with my mental health. Yeah, working out,
lifting heavy stuff up, putting it back down.
That stage is good. You sound like a caveman. I lift heavy, I put it down.
Yes.
Mental health is good. Anything else that you do?
No, not really.
What are our Myers-Briggs types?
I don't know.
We're the same one.
Oh, okay. I don't remember.
ENFJ.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Last time we did it, we were the same one. Extrovert. Something, feeling, judging. I don't remember what the N one is. It's like the, let me look it up.
I remember my DISC assessment results. I was like yellows and greens. Actually, I was pretty even across all four, which is like pretty rare.
And guess what, guys? He's evolved. He doesn't have wisdom teeth. He just found that out. So he's rare and he's evolved. I have a catch here. Oh, we're the protagonists. Extroverted, intuitive, feeling, and judging.
Cool.
These warm, forthright types love helping others, and they tend to have strong ideas and values. We should take it again. I wonder if we still would get the same one now.
Yeah, you should take the DISC.
Okay. You guys did that for a work thing?
Mm-hmm.
It's called the DISC?
Yeah, DISC assessment.
DISC assessment.
It's D-I-S-C. It stands for something. I don't know what it is.
Oh, okay. Speaking of wisdom teeth, the other day I thought I had like a nut or something chip stuck in my tooth, and lo and behold, it's a tooth. I have a wisdom tooth coming in the top of my mouth, and I did not know it was coming. It doesn't hurt at all. And last I went to the dentist, they said I don't have ones, like I don't have teeth on the bottom, wisdom teeth. I just have two on the top. So I think that means I need to go to the dentist, but probably. I don't have insurance. So Sage is not looking forward to that bill. But it'd be a good video.
Go to the dentist?
Getting my wisdom teeth out?
And then we could use it as content.
Oh, God.
For ads.
For Serpco. Well, I'm like fucked up. Puffy ass cheeks.
Sedation dentistry at its finest.
Ooh, sedation dentistry. Sage knows a freaky amount about dentistry now.
Pretty much a doctor in dentistry.
Yeah, seriously. Oh, this is juicy. What's the most you've gotten paid for a brand deal?
Me?
No. Yeah, you, the influencer. What is the most I've gotten paid?
$7,500, I think, maybe.
For what?
Long time ago.
What was that for?
Oh, no, that's totally wrong. I mean, consider like your long-term contracts.
Oh, well, that's over months and months.
Yeah, exactly.
I think the most I've gotten paid for like a one-off thing was like $4,500.
Yeah, it's not as much as people probably think.
No. Yeah. That was once. The rates I'm getting paid now are not too high. They're pretty low, but I'm getting more of them. That's a whole nother topic. As soon as my sugar daddy is really kicking in one of these days.
What?
I don't know. I'm not making any sense. I would like to not do sponsorships that much unless it's like really good ones. But I'm always worried I'm going to be like letting my managers down. So...
Well, they technically work for you, so.
I guess. I'm going to be meeting with one of my managers this weekend, so maybe I'll talk to her about that.
It's a collaborative partnership.
Collaborative partnership.
Partnership marketing, trademarked, Serpco.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. That sounds good. What's the hardest decision you've had to make this past year?
This past year? Like 2020?
Yeah.
Oh, man. There's been a lot of them.
Yeah, 2020's been rough.
That's a good question, actually. I don't know. You go first.
I don't know. I guess that I don't want to be a YouTuber.
Yeah, I don't know if I have one. 2020?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I can't think of like one thing, but I had to make some pretty hard decisions back when COVID hit.
Yeah,
with the business. Like, we got, like, murdered in April. But, yeah, I think that was it. Some tougher financial decisions, but everything worked out.
Yeah, I'm trying to, I don't know, nothing too extreme, I guess. Our lives are pretty stable for the most part, I would say. Mm-hmm. Seattle or New York City for a mid-20s single girl ready for something new?
I mean, right now I would say Seattle.
Yeah, but. Yeah, that's true. Well, I don't know, though. I don't know. It's hard to meet people here, I would say. But also I've heard that finding a boyfriend, if that's what you're wanting, I'm not saying you are, if finding a boyfriend or a partner in New York is, like, hard, I've heard.
That's what everybody says.
That's what everybody says, yeah. But, I mean, New York is way more fun than Seattle, like, in, like, an exciting, fun, new type of thing way. I'm not making any sense. But
if you were a guy, I would say New York.
Because there's hella pussy. Is that why?
I mean, yeah, there's more women in New York than there are men.
Statistically speaking.
Yeah.
More females to male average.
It's only about, like, 1%, but or 2%, maybe.
It's funny that you know that. I think I would say New York, honestly, not to betray my hometown, but I you're saying single girl ready for something new.
Well, where are you coming from? That's, like, the million-dollar question.
Yeah, that's true.
Because if it's, like, New- L.A., then
yeah,
New York, if it's, like,
Alabama,
Winnipeg,
Nebraska. Yeah, I would say New York, just for a little bit. It really shakes you up. And it looks like, I've seen everyone's stories, and it looks like it's calmed down a lot there. So that's good. What would you do if you never worried about what others thought of you? I'd be way more sexy.
Yeah. Wow, cool.
like online.
You should take our advice that we just talked about 5 minutes ago.
What?
Not care about what other people think. Oh,
well, yeah. Like, I'm saying, like, my family.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, I would be way more, like, posting, doing cool shoots, like, artsy nudes and stuff. I think it's, like, I love seeing, like, photos of, like, pretty female figures in, like, an artsy way.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you do, buddy. Yeah, I'd be more, like, I don't know. I'm pretty open, but I think I'd be even more open if I really didn't give a shit. What else?
I don't know. I don't know if I'd change anything right now.
Sage is pretty.
Just. I mean, there's some reputation things we have to maintain, but other than that.
So. Yeah. I don't know.
Probably tell more people to F off. But.
Yeah. 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 If I didn't have to worry about what anyone thought, I would just be like, you're mean. Fuck off. That's literally what I would say. Someone left me a hate comment. You're mean. Fuck off. But I'm not going to say that. I'm sending you lots of love now. Kindly fuck off.
There you go.
Kindly is the key word there. Saving tips.
Saving money?
Yeah.
Saving tips. Anything more to that question?
No.
Try not to eat out as much. Buy groceries. Don't buy coffee out.
Unless it's at my cafe.
Unless it's at Rainy's Cafe. Then buy three.
Yeah. Get those apps.
Yeah. There's an app called Truebill, which will, like, audit all of your expenses and categorize them. So you can see, like, how much money you're spending on groceries, how much money you're spending on going out, what your recurring subscriptions are, which if you've never checked that, you should, because you're probably spending, like, an extra $100 a month on stupid shit that you don't need.
Mm-hmm.
That would be something I recommend.
Yep. And, like, if you really... I think I said this in another episode, but if there's something big that you're saving for, every time you find some little thing you want to buy, you're tempted to buy, just picture that thing that you want to do. Like, yeah. Maybe you want to go on a trip want to save for a house or whatever. Picture that house walking in the door of your new house.
Everything you buy takes you one step further away from that, I guess.
Ooh,
that's like the harsh way of thinking.
That's true, though. That's good.
Well, it works.
Yeah. What did you love most about living in New York?
I don't know. It's fun. Mm-hmm. A lot of places to go eat. We could always do something new.
Yeah. The food.
I had a lot of friends.
Food and the friends. And it just was really fun. But stressful energy at times there. But it was really fun. Yeah. Me and my friend want to start a podcast really bad, and we need your help. Any tips?
Just do it.
Yeah. You do it. Get the Blue Yeti mic. It's pretty cheap. It's on the cheaper side. And use Audacity. That's what I use to record. It's free. Pretty straightforward to use. Yeah, Blue Yeti mic. Get a pop filter. Use Audacity. Yeah, and then you can...
What's the software? Or not the software, but the app or the website that
uploads? Oh. And then free hosting, you can use Anchor. So use anchor.com. Yeah, they'll just publish it to all the platforms for you, which is really nice. And then you can also do like sponsorships through Anchor too, which is cool. And what else? You can get like royalty-free music. Oh, you can actually add music through Anchor also. So that's good. But yeah, just do it. Just go for it. It's fun. How do you cope with mortality and the potential of nothingness after death?
Whoa.
Heavy. I'm actually not scared to die.
Heavy questions.
I've never been scared to die.
Yeah, me neither.
The only part that scares me is like not being able to be with the people that I'm with now. But I know that you still will be with the people that you're with now. You'll never actually be apart from them. You can always visit them and you can always communicate with them. And I believe that people like Sage and I, soulmates, I believe that we've been together in a lot of other lives before. And I believe that actually everyone in your life, like your parents, your best friends, whatever, you've been with them in lots of lives before and you'll always meet the people you're supposed to meet. So it's like scary to think about not being with you, but then I'm like, I think we'll always be together. So
yeah, but it'd still suck because if I died, then you'd have to live.
Yeah, don't even say that.
And vice versa.
Yeah, I know. That's not going to happen though. Making a deal with the universe, we're going to go at the exact same time. But yeah, that would really suck. I was really thinking about that today in the car. I was like, that cannot happen. Cannot happen. But I'm not scared of like death at all. And I want to be buried. I've told you this so many times. So I'm very passionate about it. I do not want to be buried in a fucking casket. It's like my worst nightmare. It's literally. Like I could think of nothing worse than being embalmed and placed in a bed in the ground in a wooden box. Like that sounds terrible. Please just like put me in one of those tree pod thingies where I'll decompose into a tree. Like that's perfect.
Perfect.
Perfect. How about you?
You can just chuck me in the ocean.
A Viking funeral.
Just yes,
send them out.
A Viking funeral. That would be badass.
Chuck me in the ocean.
That would be badass. With flaming arrows.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah. That's how I want to go out.
That would be pretty cool. So you don't want to be like buried or anything? You just...
No, it's official. Viking ceremony.
Okay. Well, if we go at the same time, we'll have to have like a tall order. I'm going to be a tree and your dad's going to be a flaming Viking ceremony. Oh, my goodness. That's funny. But yeah, I guess the moral of the story is we both want to go back into the earth in a somewhat natural way. But the way I see it, like coping with mortality, once you're dead, you're not going to be upset that you're dead, most likely. You're just going to be dead and you won't even really like it's going to be fine.
Just live your life.
Just live your life. Yeah. So live your life.
Hey. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Living life being scared of death is no way to live. You might as well just be dead. Do you believe in God?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm. Are you raising your future children vegan / plant-based? They will not be eating meat.
Yeah. They'll be raised plant-based.
Yeah. Maybe eggs.
Some fish.
No.
I mean, maybe. We'll see.
Okay. Mostly, I don't want them to eat fish.
Why?
I don't know.
Okay. Fine.
Unless they catch them themselves.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Okay. Well, not on a regular basis. Yes, mostly vegetarian.
They should learn how to fish.
Vegetarian with like one salmon every 7 years.
All right, kids.
That you catch yourself.
7 years. Congratulations. The salmon feast of every 7 years.
Make it very special. Yeah. One salmon for you. One salmon for you. Now wait till you're 14. That's a good question. What are the qualities you are most looking forward to teaching your children?
How to be a good person.
Yeah, number one.
How to be good to people, how to be nice to people, how to help people, how to protect people, how to win, how to win in life.
Oh, yeah. Nice. You should write a book.
Yeah. Be three pages long.
Be nice. Be good. Be nice. There are so many things I'm excited to teach our kids about. I think about it like literally every day. Like, I can't wait to teach my daughter or my son like this lesson or whatever.
How to eat salmon every 7 years.
Shut up. I mean, what he said also, but how to like respect everyone around you, like show respect to everyone, show kindness. That's like
the biggest thing missing right now in the world is respect. Nobody has any fucking respect for anyone.
Yeah.
They think that just because they think they're right, they can disrespect other people. It's horrible.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Exactly. Yeah, it is a big problem.
People don't respect people older than them, like a lot older.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like,
I know.
Man, it's disgusting. The person's like three times as old as you, like the shit that they've gone through and seen.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even like fathom.
Gotta show them some respect. My dad was big on that, like to respecting your elders.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Respect for everyone and like kindness for everyone, understanding. And like, oh my God, there's so many things.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of things.
How to care about your fellow man, how to care about the planet, how to get in touch with yourself, how to handle your emotions like in a positive way or a healthy way.
Yep.
How to follow your passions and your dreams.
How to read.
How to read. I'll teach them that.
Uh-huh.
Favorite pasta shape?
That's a funny question.
I know.
I like the Arthur shaped ones from Annie's Mac and Cheese.
I was literally thinking that. We are so meant to be, buddy. On our first date, I made him Annie's Mac and Cheese. Annie's organic mac and cheese. So good, dude. I was so good at making that mac and cheese. A little butter, and then you'd put in half and half.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, that would fuck me up today. I would probably shit my pants if I ate that today.
Yeah.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good. In what ways do you think you and Sage have grown as a couple since you guys first met? In what ways haven't we grown?
Yeah, I mean, we were like children.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a long question.
Yeah. Our brains are too... shot for that one. We've grown a lot. Cherry Rentals update. Got that a couple times.
I would like to know as well. Great question, guys.
So Catherine and I just decided that for the health of our friendship, basically we shouldn't really work together. We shouldn't be business partners. And also neither of us had the time to focus on Cherry Rentals and make it our main business. Like, we both had a lot of other things going on and couldn't sacrifice those other things to make it work. And kind of like once the like juice was gone from the idea, it just, there was no ambition or motivation towards it. Like in the book by Elizabeth Gilbert, Big Magic, I think, she talks about when an idea, like if you get an idea and you don't act on it or you don't like focus on it, then it'll drift away to somebody else and it'll lose the magic of the idea. I honestly think that's true. So yeah, that's what happened. The magic drifted away.
Yeah.
So now we're selling our inventory.
Yeah. So if you want to buy it, hit them up. Buy it up. Going once, going twice.
Well, we have someone who might buy all of it, which is ideal. But we have until a month from now to sell it all. So that's great.
Great.
But yeah, we just ultimately our friendship was way more important than this business, and it was really hurting our friendship. So, and our friendship is doing great now that we no longer do that together.
Perfect.
And it's also like, it was a fun idea, but it was neither of our like passions, you know?
Yep.
Do you handle all the housework, cooking? And if so, do you feel like the roles are unfair? No, I don't feel like the roles are unfair. And yes, I do handle all the housework and cooking. Not all the housework, because Sage does a lot of like projects around the house, and he does things I don't want to do, like, you know, projects basically.
Fix stuff,
yeah.
Build stuff.
But I do like all the other housework.
Yeah, we also have a house cleaner.
A house cleaner. Yes, we have a house cleaner that comes every 3 weeks, which is really nice. That's a new thing. That's greatly helped me because it would stress me out and I wouldn't be able to work until the house is clean. And then it would take me like 4 hours to clean the house because it's a big house. But I don't feel like the roles are unfair because I actually genuinely like cooking and Sage works really, really hard. So I like serving you in that way. It sounds weird, but I do. Because it's nice when you've worked a long day. I'd like to like treat you with a nice dinner. But on days when I'm really busy and tired, like I don't want to cook, and then we'll just like get takeout or make a frozen pizza.
My specialty.
Yeah. And it's not like Sage is like, where's my dinner, Rohini?
I would eat literally like four eggs for dinner and yeah. I'd be like, good.
Like, actually, though, he's not joking.
Yeah, okay, I'm
like
yeah.
four boiled eggs and some rice. Delicious. Have it again tomorrow night.
Yeah, you're the one that makes the elaborate dinners. I'm not complaining at all, but.
Yeah, you best not be.
You're like, well, I got a new recipe.
Chef it up.
Chef it up.
Yeah, you are pretty lucky with my chef abilities.
I am. Agreed.
Yeah. That's one way we've changed in our marriage. Definitely gotten better at cooking.
That's true. I actually used to cook.
Yeah, he did.
For the back relationships.
The relationships?
I mean relationship.
There's no one but me. Sage forgot to wear his wedding ring for the last week.
I got on now.
Yeah, you really ticked me off. I was like, so you haven't been married for the last week?
It's because I take it off of the gym.
I know. How many kids do you and Sage want?
Two or three.
Yeah, I think three.
Three.
We'll see, but yeah.
100.
100. Don't know if your swimmers are strong enough for that.
Oh, please. I don't think it's the guy you have to worry about. It's 100 fucking babies.
Yeah, that's true. Literally RIP. I'd just be ripped in half at that point. Yeah, a guy could probably... I wonder if there's any guys that have 100 kids.
Probably.
Like today in the modern age.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
What's your favorite song?
I don't know. I don't have a favorite song right now. The National Anthem.
Jesus Christ. Oh, God damn it. Ignore him.
No, I don't have one. I haven't been listening to music that much. The Coast Guard anthem. Yeah.
You like country music.
Yeah, but I don't like one.
I like some of your songs.
Yeah, you do.
Country songs.
I know.
What's my favorite song? Lennon Stella Goodnight is just my all-time favorite song. It's just so fucking good. But my recent favorite song... Oh, the song that I've stuck in my head recently is Getaway by Saint Motel because David Dobrik had it in his freaking thing.
Did you ever figure out your perfume thing? Did you unbuy it?
Yeah, I've never done that, actually. I hope that doesn't sound crazy. If that sounds bad, you can just cut it out, Alessandra. Sorry. Yeah, I like that song because it's stuck in my head and I don't know what else. Lennon Stella, Lennon Stella, and Lennon Stella. Do you smoke?
No.
They're talking about weed.
Oh. No. I mean, I don't.
But you do sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't.
On on a regular basis, no.
When the doctor's like, do you drink? It's like, how many drinks a week? You know what I mean? That's what I was thinking in that question. Do you smoke? Like, no, I don't. Not regularly.
Yeah. We don't smoke regularly, but we've smoked once this whole summer, or twice.
Yeah, once in the swim trip, and then once.
Oh, you did, yeah.
And then once. Oh, here, actually.
Yeah. 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 So, yeah, not regularly, but we're definitely not against it.
No, no. As long as, a lot of people, it interferes with their productivity, which is why.
Yeah.
Why I don't like it.
Your key on productivity. Yeah, I wouldn't.
But it's also the reason why I do like it every now and then, because you can
chill.
Yeah, you chill the fuck out.
Yeah. I'm more of an alcohol person, as I think you guys all know. How to stay motivated to work out and not eat so many burritos and other bad food, lol. Burritos are good.
Just depends on the burrito, I guess.
Well, yeah.
How to stay motivated to work out? My advice would be get a workout plan and even a meal plan, actually, if you want to really, like, get into it and, like measure your progress. Like, measure your weight or, like, your muscle mass or, like, your bicep size. Or, like, you know, whatever you're trying to work on. And then they're like, there's some good apps that do it. And then, like, you know, if you set a routine and like a gym, like a workout, like, you know, Monday you do this, Tuesday you do that, like it'll be a lot easier to do it because you don't have to think about what you're going to be working on. And then you just like get yourself to the gym and do what you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm. I would say for me that the eating is easier than the working out. Because like when I'm tired, I don't want to work out. But then when I go, I obviously enjoy it. But for me, just having like food, good food in the house, if possible, if you have any control over what's like in your house, what's around you, that makes a huge difference on what you eat. Like, you know, just controlling your meals a little bit more. Yeah, just
take it out of the house if you have burritos.
Yeah. If you have like, I'm wondering what kind of burritos she's talking about. I'm like, my burritos are usually beans, rice.
But it could be like beans and cheese.
Yeah, and like Chipotle and like some, mm-hmm. maybe some meat and stuff in there. Cheese.
Just take out your sour cream, cheese.
Yeah.
And you'll be good.
Take out all the dairy. You could try to go like, you know, plant-based for like a week or something.
There you go.
That's a nice little Kickstarter. My best friend Catherine does that sometimes. Her and Nick, when they want like a Kickstarter into a diet, they'll like go vegan for a week or something. But yeah, it's all about what makes you feel good. And you have to find something that feels good enough that you'll stick with it. Like that's the key. So finding Melissa Wood Health workouts really has helped me because I love them. They're like a mixture between Pilates and yoga and I don't know, just like focused workouts. I like them. They're good. Okay. I don't know. To be honest, I'm really lackluster this episode. I'm just really tired.
I'm sorry.
Is there anything else we can talk about? Sage got a good haircut. I got a good haircut.
Yeah, you did get a good haircut.
So did you.
Thanks,
looking
dude.
Looking sharp.
Thanks. You're looking sharp.
Thanks.
There's no more questions you want to go through?
Not really. Because like the problem is with the podcast, I have to go, or I not have to, but I want to go super deep with everything I talk about, which I normally can do. But like I explained in the last episode, it like takes a little bit out of me to do that. And I feel like I don't really have any, like I got nothing. I'm running on an empty tank at the moment. So I can't give these questions the deepness that they deserve.
I see.
So sorry, guys. But at least you can listen to me blab for 45 minutes or however long, and it can still be like a distraction or whatever. Although it's not my best work, I must admit.
It's your best work. This is your masterpiece episode.
No, it's not.
Nothing can top this.
When are you going to get me pregnant?
Not for a while.
He says that with confidence.
Yeah, I am. I do. Talk about next year. The end of next year.
The end of next year?
Yeah.
First it was that we were going to talk about at the beginning of next year.
Well.
Now it's the end.
I mean, you want a cafe? You want to get a big property? You want and a kid? Honey.
Honey. Yeah, you never know. Good things come in threes.
Yeah. I got stuff I got to get done too.
Yeah, I know. I know. We'll see. When it happens, it happens.
Yeah.
Gotta get you smoke weed more often.
No.
It's the only time your pullout game is a little bit weak.
Okay. We're gonna wrap up the episode.
Oh, God. Okay, well, sorry this episode sucks. Hope you guys still got something out of it. I'll be back and better than ever next week. I'll do something good next week, I promise.
You'll probably bring me back. That's the good thing to do.
Because this one was so good. They're going to be screaming.
Not because of me. I'm on fire.
Okay. You're on fire?
No, I'm not. But it's, I mean,
you know what I want?
Clearer head than you.
Yeah, it's true. I can't even think.
Yay.
Okay, good talk. Hope you, I don't even want to say enjoyed. Hope you tolerated this mediocre episode of Acting My Age podcast with your host, Rohini. And Sage, your co-host extraordinaire.
Yep, that's me. See you next time. Peace.
See you next time when Rohini needs some backup.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to this episode. I promise I'll be back better than ever next week. And love you guys so much. Thanks for supporting me in the podcast. And follow the Instagram, because if you don't follow, then you'll miss out on the prompts for the next episodes. Acting My Age Podcast on Instagram. And if you like this podcast in general, don't base your review off of this episode. But if you like the other episodes, please leave me a rating on iTunes. 5 stars with some, you know, fun, kind words if you feel like doing so. Okay, love you guys. We're going to go fly to LA tomorrow morning early, and I need to pack and get a good night's sleep. So, ta-ta for now.
Peace.
Peace. Thanks for listening to Acting My Age with me, Rohini Elise. See you next week.